meeting is called to order. Thank you for joining our party here this evening. The meeting of the 22nd is back in order, and I did have a request from a constituent who asked that we announce the votes of the most recent item number 21. Those opposed to the adoption, Brick, Winston, Bryson, Lopez, Maddox. Those in favor of passing the budget, Adonisio, Palazzo, Christensen. Not in favor, but you know, you have to have something, so that's that. I call now on Mr. Lebs, who can explain just a little bit about where we go without a budget. If you could, Mr. Lebs. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the board, Superintendent Mahler. Without a budget, in essence, the district office, the school district will close on July 1. We need a budget in order, we need a solvent budget in order to continue business. We need a positive certified budget in order to borrow money in July and meet our cash flow requirements as they come due in July and August. Without the borrowing instrument, the tax revenue anticipation note that we will be vetting or issuing in the market in July, we will not be able to make August payroll. And in order to borrow that, we need to have a positive certification on our budget. One of the challenges that we will face at this juncture here is that in order to make any revisions to the current budget and have those incorporated into the document and have that prepared and printed and back out and submitted to the county office, we're running out of time in order to do that by July 1. I might offer a suggestion or a compromise at this juncture, which would be for the board to consider adopting this budget as it stands and giving specific direction to staff as to what they would like us to amend or change, or what areas they may want us to go look at in terms of other potential cuts or changes to the budget. But what I would hope that we would be able to do is to move this forward to some sort of a conclusion in the very near future, and I would encourage us to do that tonight if that's at all possible. In order to keep the district moving forward, in order to keep the doors open, and in order to submit our budget on time to the county office.
Thus, in order to do such a thing, someone who voted negatively would have to rescind, move for reconsideration of that item. As I voted in favor of the action, I don't have that option. Do we have a motion for reconsideration?
I will make the motion for reconsideration.
Oh, I can't make the motion. We do not have a motion for reconsideration. Thus,
question.
I have a question. Trustee Bryson.
If we have a meeting Wednesday or Thursday or Friday and are able to find in either the consulting fees or any other targeted areas which we need to know, at that time, what is our timeline? If we conclude this within, say, 3 days, what is our timeline to meet the deadlines of a completely accepted budget and to submit it?
I really think we're pushing it at this juncture in order to get it completed and packaged up and sent off. Just as a point of clarification, we can amend a budget at any time. The board could choose to make
Correct.
A budget revision every week.
It's not a solid thing.
Over the next fiscal
Correct.
Year. We are going to have to make a budget revision within 45 days of the state adopting their budget, whenever that might be,
Correct.
Because we have to reflect whatever changes that get pushed down into the district from the state. So we will have ample opportunity to make revisions and adjustments to this budget, even if the board was to let the decisions stand this evening, and I understand that. I think staff is looking for direction as to what you would like us to bring back or what you would like us to do as we leave here this evening to prepare for the next meeting, even if it is on Wednesday. So either way, we're looking for some direction from the board at this point.
Well, there may be, and this is something that I am hopeful. I can't say, and I can't promise, and I can't tell anyone. But tomorrow, for sure, there's going to be a lot of information that I will be privy to, which will cast either a more difficult note on an already difficult time, or perhaps some little tiny incremental something that we can work with. It's not very hopeful, and I'm not telling you it's very hopeful, but at least you will have heard the most recent update before we conclude the budget. And everyone here and every parent and constituent can be assured that every single bit of information was provided from Sacramento, from the legislature, from the people who are making those decisions. And if we meet on Wednesday, is that considered too late by your timeline? One moment there.
May I? No.
It would depend on the magnitude of the changes. At this point, we're really crashing our deadlines. Like I said, if you came back from Sacramento or we got news next week that changed the budget picture completely for the positive, we could make a revision. Yes, ma'am.
Trustee Palazzo.
I'm asking you, Anna, to rescind your vote so that we can have a budget to present so that we can move forward. The information that you're give to us tomorrow or to get tomorrow that we... I'm willing to meet on Wednesday or Thursday if there's something else. Mr. Lebs has said we can change this budget. If we have the information, I'm happy. I have been coming to every... I am happy to come. But the point is that we have to present a budget to our county. We have to move this district forward. But as long as we have the budget, we can change it tomorrow and make a revision. Is that not correct, Mr. Lebs? As long as you're moving forward with this budget, the best that we could have done, that you've done and worked on for the last 6 months, if Ms. Trustee Bryson comes back with some good news tomorrow, you can turn it in again. You'll add an amendment on Tuesday, or is that correct?
Well, for sure it won't be. Madam Chair, may I?
Yes, Trustee Thank Bryson.
It would not be waiting until I come back. If there's any good news to be relayed, everyone in this room could be assured that there will be a phone call to the superintendent, the president of the board, and they would handle the distribution of that information if there's any unusual and wonderful. I am not hopeful, but I would like to make sure that every stone has been looked under and every possibility has been checked, because it's the people's children here. Okay. Of course, and as a budget analyst, I know that very well, but I also know that we can have 24 hours to make sure that the best possible updated information is used.
The problem, Anna, is that some of us cannot meet again to redo this and re-vote on this. Because we have made plans, all I'm asking is that we adopt the budget. If it needs to be revised, we can do that. But we have to have it in place so that we have something that we can revise.
May I be heard?
Trustee Winston.
Mr. Lebs, explain to me some of the logistics you're dealing with, because I really don't understand how it could take you a week to print a revised version of this out and get it to Santana by Tuesday. I need to understand that.
I'll go out on a limb here. We could reconvene on Wednesday and make it work.
Okay. go out on a limb and say that we can meet on Wednesday and brainstorm and troubleshoot and give you some guidance.
I need guidance before Wednesday, if it's at all possible.
Right. Well, couldn't we meet on Wednesday and then adopt the budget on Monday, and you make your deadline on Tuesday?
It depends on the type of changes that we would need to make.
I don't think we're talking about huge changes.
What changes do you have in mind?
Well, I don't want to get into the substance of it when Trustee Christensen is hung up. But, well, then let's discuss it. Or we take a deep breath and talk about it on Wednesday.
We've been doing this since October. It's worsening every day.
No one likes the answer. We all know that we don't like the answer. I see the CSR cards. I see the music cards. I see the angst that everyone has. We do understand this. But we do need to be able to make a decision. I think when the full board is here, I know that not everyone can make it, and I can make just about any meeting, and I can't make it on Wednesday. So that's, and I can make just about anything. I can do it Thursday. And I'll try to cancel Wednesday. But, you know, I'm asking for someone to reconsider their motion to get this item through. Please be still. These are really difficult times for us all.
We have been handling this meeting in a way that we can be proud of, in a way that we can be proud to have reported in the papers, which I'm sure it will be. So please let's not destroy that aspect of our reputation.
Trustee, Mr. Lutz, otherwise we'll have to recess the meeting again and clear the room, which we know is not what we all want. So please, thank you. Mr. Lutz?
If I may have just 30 seconds to confer with my staff, please.
Yes.
I think we need that.
We have to work on
that. Madam Chair.
Trustee Bryson,
can we hear from legal counsel, please? Whether the jeopardy is too great to wait past Thursday, if Wednesday is viable legally and realistically.
I appreciate the question, Member Bryson, but frankly, I'm more able to answer questions for what happens when you get taken over by receivership if you don't have a budget, rather than to weigh in on this issue.
There's going to be a budget. That's not the question. The question is, will we have the information we need to make the right decision? There is no question here about whether we're going to have a budget or not.
And then I don't feel like I'm capable to advise you on that type of stuff. I can offer other sentiments if you'd like. I just don't know that they're legal in nature.
Then that would not help.
Mr. Lebs?
If the board is able to make a decision on the budget and provide solid direction on Wednesday, staff can have it completed in time, but we can't go past Wednesday. They'll have to work through the weekend in order to get it done, depending on the nature of the changes. Depending on the nature of the changes that we're directed to make. But we can make it work if a decision is made on Wednesday.
Do we have a motion? One more time. Do we have a motion to reconsider this item? We do not have a motion to reconsider the item. Therefore, please recall a meeting. meeting now for 5 p.m. on Wednesday, 5 p.m. Thursday, 5 p.m. Friday. The notice will go out, 24-hour notice. This will continue until the item is resolved. I suppose Wednesday, Thursday, and you can't go past that anyway, can you, Mr. Lebs, in order to make any changes, so they would be Wednesday and Thursday meetings at, I'm assuming, 5 o'clock, unless the board members have another time that they need to meet.
Wednesday at 5 p.m. is fine
I'd
for me.
I prefer to push it to 6 or 7.
7 o'clock Wednesday is fine.
The board will meet 7 p.m. Wednesday. And 7 p.m. Also, I request staff to please put an agenda out for a notice out for 7 p.m. Thursday. Out of an abundance of caution, can't imagine
why. Thursday, could we please move it to 8 o'clock?
Seven p.m. Wednesday, 8 p.m. Thursday. We move on now to item number 27, yes. Superintendent search firm. Now to item number 26. Item number 26. I beg your pardon, I crossed it off. Item number 27 on the agendas. Item number 27 on the agenda, employee compensation reduction.
Second.
Any further comments by staff? Roll call, please.
Trustee Brick.
Aye.
Trustee Bryson.
Aye.
Trustee Palazzo.
Aye.
Trustee Christensen has hung up. Trustee Lopez Maddox.
Aye.
Trustee Winston.
Aye.
Trustee Adonisio.
Aye. The resolution carries 7-0?
6-0.
6-0, I beg your pardon.
6-1.
6-0. We move on now to item number 23. Item number 23, this is taken out of order. Superintendent search firm. That we hold this item over to another time.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? I beg your pardon. He's hung up, so we can take. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion passes to hold this item over 6-0. We move on now to item number 28, Capistrano Beach Transportation Center. Mr. Lebs.
Yes, Madam President. This item was prepared at the request of the Board of Trustees, and what we have done is we took a look at our Capistrano Beach facility down there and what area we might possibly be able to lease out to generate some additional revenue. And what we've done is prepared a little map in there. This is just to kind of continue the discussion that we've had in the past. And we have blocked out a potential area that we could lease. Just wanted to bring this back to you for you to review and give further direction. Kerry Brockman is here. He's been working on this along with Mike Patton, who's our Director of Transportation.
We have no blue cards. Does the board have any comments, questions? Lopez Maddox. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
obviously able to lease it out. It gives us a lot of flexibility. It's wonderful. We'll see what kind of bites we get if we go out and do this. We'll see. There has been, I mentioned this before, there was another government organization that approached us about purchasing a portion of the Southwest Yard. Of course, that type of a land deal doesn't give us the same flexibility a lease would provide us. However, they were also interested in partnering up with the CNG facility there. I'd like to have that information available to the board as well at a future board meeting. Obviously, going down that road would not be ideal, but we are not in ideal times, and at least want to have the information with which we could base our decisions.
Related to the CNG?
The CNG and that other government agency that was interested in purchasing a portion of the Southwest Yard.
Okay, we'll get that to you.
In addition, if you could as well, a former trustee mentioned expanded growth going out toward the ranch and the need for bus facilities in that area. Can you let us know if any type of plans that are in place, or has any land already been secured for bus facilities? There is no land secured by the past board. Okay.
All right. Discussions related to the expansion of the ranch are just in their just started in their infancy. Carrie and I have met with Dan Kelly from the Rancho Mission Viejo Company, I think 3 times now over the past 6-7 months. So, I mean, the dialogue's beginning, but we're still months and months away from getting things on.
Madam Chair. Trustee Bryson?
Ron, did they give you access to all the other meetings that were held in the past? Because I know that Ellen and Larry and I were part of a very original, when we were the first three on the board 2¾ years ago, and there were certain things established and stated about schools and the location of the school and so forth and so on, and I want to make sure that you have that available to you as you go forward in the process.
I believe that Carrie has every scrap of paper related.
Because I remember a lot about the location of the school and the funding of the school.
Out in the new expanded areas.
Yes.
Yeah, this is just in its infancy at this point. In terms of discussions, I think where we left it at the last point was we need to kind of work on determining even what the generation rates are going to be and what the school facilities needs would be. If Carrie has something different to add.
If I could add, their development plan has been ever-changing in the last few years, of course, because of the market downturn. So there's quite a lot that has been changed from the past.
Yeah, they don't even know what their market mix is going to look like, what their housing mix is going to look like at this point.
Does that conclude the item, Trustee? Thank you. We move on now to item number 29, San Juan Hills High School. Consideration of change order number 3, bid number 0708-16, San Juan Hills High School Stadium Phase 2.
I will. I second.
Okay. Someone, I didn't catch that. Who did the... Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries 6-0 for approval of the change order number 3 on San Juan Hills High School. We move on now to item number 30, change order number 2, bid number 0708-26, San Clemente High School Upper Campus Science Classroom Conversion. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries 6-0 for change order number 2. You got lucky there. no discussion. For change order number 2, we move on now to item number 31, partnership agreement for transportation services between Capo Unified and Saddleback Valley Unified District.
Second.
I just have a question of staff before we call for a vote.
Sure.
Trustee Maddox.
Have any discussions kind of around the water cooler occurred about contracting out our bus service to Saddleback? Is that way we can bring back our bus drivers?
Actually, the discussions are more for CUSD taking over or merging with Saddleback and running their transportation operation, not the other way around.
No, I'm sorry. I'm misunderstood me. I think you answered yes to my question. For us to actually provide bus service for Saddleback.
Yes, we have.
So we could bring our drivers back.
We've had those conversations with them, yes.
Okay, excellent.
At this juncture, we're just looking at this as a first step.
Okay.
And they're under contract,
right,
with a private carrier.
Right, got it. Okay, outstanding. Thank you.
Any further comments? All in favor, say aye. All opposed? The motion carries 6-0 for approval of the Partnership Agreement for Transportation Services between Capistrano Unified and Saddleback Valley. We move on now to item number 32, second reading, revision of Board Policy 1230, School Connected Organizations.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries 6-0 on the second reading, revision of Board Policy 1230, School Connected Organizations. Thank you very much. Well done, Ms. Hatchell. Item number 33, communication from the City of San Clemente, Traffic Task Force. Mr. Lebs, you are up on this.
This was placed on the agenda at the request of Trustee Winston.
The City of San Clemente sent a letter to the district, to my attention, asking for some communication and meetings to talk about continuing a joint effort down there to address some traffic hotspots that are exacerbated by CUSD traffic flow. And before I responded, I thought it would be appropriate to bring this to the board and request that the board appoint myself and Trustee Bryson as members of the ad hoc committee for San Clemente to go forth and find out what San Clemente would like to talk to us about, and before we commit any significant staff resources or spend any money, we'll bring it back to the board for further discussion.
I agree. I see that it would go to the ad hoc committee. I would like to see, however, a report from the staff, perhaps first, to be given to your committee as to what they've done so far in this effort, because staff continue. You're working with San Clemente, the City of San Clemente, on an ongoing basis on numerous issues. Is that correct, Mr. Lebs, or is this something new?
My take on this is a couple of projects are coming to closure, the Vista Del Mar parking lot sidewalk, and
they're under construction
sidewalk widening.
At this time.
And I think the city wants to look at what's next. So,
okay.
Do you understand it made differently?
Would you like me to respond?
Yes.
It's perfectly, fine, whoever you decide amongst your group, amongst the trustees to represent the district. However, I need to request that a staff member, particularly Mr. Lebs, would go as well, because there will be staff, city staff there, and we want to have district staff, because someone's going to have to do the work.
It's wise.
Does that make sense to you, Mr. Lutz?
Yes.
Are you aware of anything that's currently pending, other than what's under construction?
The only thing is the widening of the sidewalk at the top of the street there at the school. And the widening of the sidewalk because they're walking on the dirt. And one of the challenges with that is that the Homeowners Association owns that easement, that slope. And so in order to widen that sidewalk, John Forney and I have been talking about that this week, is that we would need to get permission from the Homeowners Association in order to widen it. But they've expressed some hesitancy because they don't own the sidewalk. The city owns the sidewalk easement, or has the sidewalk easement, and if we widen the sidewalk onto their property, then they become liable if something happens to the kids, if they tripped on that widened part and hurt themselves. So all of that to say is that, yes, this would be a great idea. I think it would be good to have staff there for those discussions as we try to move forward. We are working currently on widening the sidewalk within the campus and the parking lot to change the flow of traffic as well, and not the flow of traffic, but the flow of students around that. So we're well on our way at this juncture.
I heard they broke ground on that already.
I believe they did this week, yes.
Thank you.
So staff will...
Would be more than happy to participate along with the board members.
Convene with the ad hoc committee of City of San Clemente and get back to us at perhaps not the July meeting, but August perhaps? Is that better? August. We'll look for a report from the San Clemente ad hoc committee in August then. Does that work?
Sure.
With you? Great. Okay.
Thank you.
That ends our item number 33. Item number 34 was an agenda item placed by a local resident. They're brave enough to be here. We have Mr. Francesco Camacho speaking for us this evening.
This is not a good night to be here. No, no, no. Anyways, okay, but still got to worry about the kids. So I'm Dr. Francisco Camacho. I have three kids enrolled in San Juan Elementary, and I would like to thank the board for allowing me to present this agenda item, the expansion of San Juan Elementary to 6th, 7th, and 8th grades. This would give the parents at San Juan Elementary and Las Palmas Elementary another choice for the education of their children in the dual language immersion program. I'm here tonight to ask the trustees to direct the staff to study options for converting San Juan Elementary School into a K-8 dual language academy beginning with 6th grade in the academic year 2010 and 2011. This item needs to be ready for action as soon as possible so our school families will understand the options for their children. I spoke with you at the January board meeting for my love of San Juan Elementary and its community. I'd like to thank those of you who shared your support for our program. This is a very desirable program as many students are on a waiting list to get into it. Parents of this program have their own reasons for choosing San Juan Elementary for the learning environment for their children. I have requested the parents write you letters of support instead of pulling blue cards to save you on time. And here I have the letters of support as well as the red shirts out in the audience there. Thank you guys. I do understand this financial crisis. I've been to most of your board meetings this year. I've been up to Sacramento to talk to people. I do understand the financial crisis that you guys have. But we, the parents of San Juan Elementary, want to be part of the solution. We need your guidance, and we need to know how to proceed to make the K-8 a reality for our school. The first step would be to create 6th grade at San Juan. After speaking with the principal, Sylvia Puel, I believe that this could be accomplished with minimum financial burden. Right now, there is no option for immersion students at San Juan Elementary after 5th grade. So I please direct your staff to draft up to create a plan for a dual language immersion 6th grade at San Juan Elementary. The proposal in January was a large-scale redistribution. It was part of the master facilities plan. I understand that wasn't going to work, but I would like the you to direct the staff to look at other options from those for those programs right next to our school, the ROP, the bridges. I don't know what's all over there exactly, but I would like you to direct them to look for other options for those places to make those buildings available for 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. Also, talking with Mrs. Puel, there was an original plan for San Juan to become K-8 on its existing campus with the addition of two-story portables. And so I would request that you look into that as well as let us, the parents, understand the cost. There are many of us parents who want the option of sending our kids to 6th, 7th, and 8th grade at San Juan School. They are eager to start looking for solutions to achieve this goal. Parents are already looking for funding, but we need to know how much it will cost. In summary, please direct the staff to study options for creating San Juan K-8 Dual Language Academy. Provide the parents a sound estimate of the cost of creating a K-8 Academy. Re-examine the original plan for turning San Juan into a K-8 Academy. Find alternative locations for the programs in the buildings next to the campus. And most importantly, create a plan to start 6th grade dual language at San Juan starting in the year 2010-2011. I'd like to thank you very much for giving me a little extra time, and I look forward to the discussions and the voting regarding this issue. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in this evening.
And here are the letters.
Thank you. When we finish work on our budget, I'm sure we'll get right with that. Thank you for coming in. We will be looking into this. I can't promise you'll get an answer in July, but we will be looking into this. Thank you for coming in. Thank you. That ends the board meeting. Oh, one moment. Trustee, I'm supposed to announce that Trustee Winston is serving as the clerk of the board this evening for signature purposes, as Trustee Winston was physically absent. Christensen, sorry. Anything else that I have to announce before we leave? Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you for joining us.